Loss, according to dictionary.com, fourth definition, the state of being deprived of or being without something that one has had. Thanks to a malicious bit of software introduced through Java, been inspired to consider loss. In order to address the problem I was having, I was forced to erase my hard drive. And in my attempt to back it up from the time machine, I lost everything I had in iTunes. And more importantly, GarageBand. All the musical pieces that I had created as background, as well as the other audio experiments that I had done, probably well over 400, are currently unavailable to me and may be lost forever. I also lost all my photographs in iPhoto, which is now the second time I've had this happen. A couple years back, I had a laptop go bad. I lost 1,400 photographs and 150 musical pieces, or audio pieces. Not all of them are musical, as you may well know. And it hurts. I feel the loss. When it first happened and we couldn't get online and stuff, Well, it's fine. I'll just go back to the old ways. I'd been listening to records recently anyways, vinyl records recently. I was enjoying their sound. They're not quite as convenient, but the liner notes sure are a lot easier to read. And I still have literally thousands of cassettes. Everything from pre-recorded to a lot of radio programs, musical programs, old Mondo Eclecticas, which was one of Clay Pigeon's earlier radio endeavors. I said, fine, I'll just do without this stuff. But then when I started thinking about how this digital information that can bring you pleasure and that you put so much effort into can just disappear. And then I thought about what happened with the mortgage crisis and all this illusory money, non-tangible, stuff you couldn't hold in your hand, can just disappear. And you begin to question the reality of it. Is it real? Or is it a different form of reality? An almost reality. Digital reality as opposed to an analog reality. I'm currently trying to restore the system. But Time Machine, last time I looked, does not have any of that data. It has the applications, but it doesn't have anything that was on the applications. No songs, no photos. I mean, losing your bookmarks and stuff kind of sucks, but it's not anything major. And I lost all my podcasts and the 4,800 and something songs I had in iTunes. And while they may not be real, the sense of loss is real. And does something have to be tangible in order to be real?
Philip K. Dick said something along the lines of, reality is that which remains after you stop believing in it. And really, right now, I don't have any evidence that that stuff ever existed. Maybe I should have put it in the cloud.
You ever see what happens to clouds? started thinking about loss of memory and loss of hair. Those are real and tangible. The skin's loss of elasticity. The loss of a loved one. That really hurts. Then I was trying to compare whether it hurt as much or more
than the work and memories that I lost.
And I'd say more, at least when it comes to the loss of loved ones. But it's inevitable. I remember hearing someone say that the reason why we cry, particularly women, and the more demonstrative of the men in our society, cry when we're happy. Like looking at a new baby or being at a wedding, and those kind of things, is we cry because we know that it's not going to last. None of it. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. From dust to dust. It's like the biggest mountains get worn down by water and become the sand in peninsulas like Florida. That's where the sand comes from. At least a lot of it. So then, is it really loss? Or just transformation? Transformation from the familiar to the unfamiliar. And does this hold up for my digital creations? I'm not so sure.
I'm not so sure about your memories either.
Change. The only constant. And why be saddened by that which is all around you continuously? An ongoing process. Now that Buddhist emphasis on a detachment seems to have a little bit more resonance for me.
A couple of months ago, I recorded a preacher I met very late at night down in Ybor City. I came across this recording. Perhaps I could find comfort there.
We're not to seek after things the way Gentiles do. The word seek in the Gentiles seek, it's a Greek word and it means to seek with all their minds.
Maybe not. Pema Chodron is quoted as saying, "It isn't what happens to us that causes us to suffer. It's what we say to ourselves about what happens." You got screwed. Loss is nothing else but change, and change is nature's delight. That's what Marcus Aurelius said. Didn't I just hear that a couple minutes ago? Perhaps I should look for wisdom from Winston Churchill.
Success is bounding from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm.
Now that sounds applicable.
So the reality is, I lost some digital media, some digital photos, and some digital music. Nothing tangible. Irreplaceable? Yeah, maybe. So what? Or a lot of things. But I got my creativity. I got old stuff laying around. This isn't the end. It's just a minor setback. Who knows? You know, using maybe logic, this could be a whole new beginning if I want to be optimistic about it. Just wiping away the past and starting fresh. Sure, there's some photographs I wished I had, but I got my memories. And what did I do before there was such a thing as digital media? Yeah, same thing I did before there was such a thing as inflated home prices. I just carried on. Don't put too much into that kind of stuff. It's not real. Real stuff, it hits you in a different way. It's not just in your brain. Your brain can lie to you. Your brain does lie to you.
But haven't people responded to your artificial, digital, imaginary creations? Isn't that some form of reality?
They only responded on the internet. How real is that?
How many phone calls have you received?
A couple.
How many people have you met?
A few. It doesn't matter anymore. For everything you've missed, you've gained something else. And for everything you gain, you lose something else.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
He's right. Maybe. Going from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. That's success.
Maybe.
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 Maybe,
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 maybe.